Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. I've seen the picture. It's Lindsay from Deep Valley. She's on the phone for me. Road tripping. Where are you?
Oh, you're so kind. Well, right now I am about 3 hours north of LA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the car with my brother and my sister-in-law. And we drove down from San Francisco. We went camping last night by the beach. It was awesome.
Campfire?
Yeah, we did a campfire.
S'mores?
We reheated some leftovers over the campfire.
Did you do any s'mores?
We didn't do s'mores.
What?
We did gummy worms.
No.
Gummy worms.
No, 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 no.
Are you mad?
I'm pissed. How can you do a campfire without a s'more?
I don't know. I was craving something fruity.
Talk to me about what gummy bears by the fire? Or did you say
gummy worms?
Okay.
So do you know what gummy worms look like when you throw them in the fire?
No, nor do I know how you would eat them out of the fire. So walk me through this.
Well, you don't actually eat them out of the fire. You just throw them into the fire if you want to watch what happens. And they just start to bubble up and get like a juicy little concoction. And then finally they start to like crisp.
And then
they bubble to a crisp.
And then you eat them?
No, you actually don't eat them that way. Like, you just have to eat them regularly. Like an experiment.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time. So you didn't want a s'more, so you wanted to just burn gummy worms.
Yeah, is that weird? Is that
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to get the scene.
And then we had some leftovers in the car. We had some ribs, and we had some chicken cacciatore thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we heated that over on the fireplace.
Did you do a little like tinfoil dinner, like they call it hobo dinners here in Utah?
Oh yeah, isn't that tinfoil? Just sit right on the I don't know what that thing's called, the grill, I guess.
Yeah. and that was it. Just delicious, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then we set up an 8-person tent.
Jeez. But there's only 3 of you, so pretty spacious. That's nice.
Yeah, we had a lot of room.
Nice. Let's talk about this. Is this interview going so far how you wanted it to go?
Yeah, it is.
Good.
It's going really well.
Good.
It's probably not going how you wanted it to
go. No, I actually love this kind of thing more than like, tell me about the music and what inspires you to be able to, you know, I love this kind of stuff. I just wanted to make sure you feel comfortable.
I love it. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Let's talk about that tent for a second. Couple rooms, or was it one big spacious 8-room tent or 8-person tent?
It was one big spacious 8-person tent. And it was pretty funny us trying to set that up in the dark.
Because it's all the bars and the, you know, tab A, that all that junk, right?
Yeah, it was weird, though, too, because once we finished setting it up, there was like 3 extra poles that we didn't use, so I don't really know why that was the case, but
they're there just in case
yeah,
something breaks.
So. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're in case break poles. That's what they're called.
They're called in case break poles.
Yeah, if you look on the inside of them, it actually says that there. You don't have time to look now. I understand, but.
So what's it like in Utah?
Oh, it's great.
You know, I have relatives there.
Are they Mormon folk out here?
They are.
They have to be, because they're in Utah, you know.
That's right. Cool, isn't it?
Is it brothers, sisters, cousins? What is it?
It's more distant than that. Like, people I haven't met.
Relatives you've never met?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But actually, I have a cousin who moved there that I have met. But yes, they are Mormon.
You ever been camping with those with that cousin too, or no?
Yeah, actually, when we were kids.
Really?
When we were kids, we went camping. Yeah, it was really fun.
Leftovers and gummy worms and the whole deal, or was that just?
God, I can't remember. It was so long ago, but I doubt it.
But you know enough that there weren't s'mores. I can tell you're anti-s'more enough.
No, I love s'mores. Actually,
I'm having a hard time believing that based on this interview so far.
Oh boy! Next time there will be s'mores. Okay,
there better be. It really, I really have a hard time calling it even camping, Lindsay, without it being s'mores.
I know. pretty sad.
Do you always camp when you're out on the road? You're doing your festivals and stuff like that? Lollapalooza, were you camping out there, or did you get a hotel?
No camping. And I wouldn't even really call it hotels either. It's more like motels.
Or is it just you and Julie in the place, or are you guys jamming as many people as you can in a room?
It's usually just her and I in a room, and then sometimes we'll have friends on the road with us that will share a room with us.
Now, are those friends you've met before, or are those...
are you thinking like groupies? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just saying because you have cousins that you've never met before, so I'm trying to get a lay of what kind of people we're talking about.
No, people we've met before.
Okay, good. That's good. Okay, good. Because I'm kind of worried here. I'm envisioning this really free spirit who doesn't know what they want from a campfire, doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from, and has lots of family that they've never met.
Well, isn't that called, doesn't everyone have cousins that they haven't met? Like distant cousins?
I guess.
Extended family.
Yeah, sure. I guess that's why it becomes extended family.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd just be family.
That's right.
Yeah, right? Lindsay, let's talk about Deep Valley. Can we talk about your band?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good. I want to know why the different spelling on Deep. Can we talk about that?
Sure. Well, I guess when we came up with the name, we felt like the normal spelling kind of looked like maybe it would be a country band or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And that's not what we are. So we decided to change it up, in the tradition of rock bands such as Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Def Leppard,
Spelling
not the first one. Misspell.
Wait, what? You're saying you're not the first ones to misspell the name of their band?
That's right. Can you believe it?
What, so I get this right. You're likening yourself to the Beatles. I got that. Let me write that down real quick. Deep Valley, like the Beatles. Perfect. Written that down right there. No, that's cool. That's awesome. The thing that I like about you guys is that it seems like rock and roll in an age when there isn't a lot of rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard people say that. I guess there isn't enough, I don't think. There are rock and roll bands out there, but I feel like, I don't know, that the world doesn't know about them or something. I don't know.
You think it's just...
But there's some good ones. We've toured with some great rock bands. We did some shows with Queens of the Stone Age, and they are just fantastic. They are carrying the torch.
And you're kind of lining up behind that torch. I think it's great. I'm looking at some of the other festivals that you've done. I mentioned Lollapalooza already. You were at Coachella and the Reading and Leeds Festival.
That's right.
The Great Escape Festival. So all these huge, huge things. And here's something that I have a question for you. It feels like you're already huge in the UK and that we are just dumb in the United States. Is that accurate?
That you're dumb?
Yeah, that we're just dumb. Like, it's like if I went, as they say, across the pond and said, have you heard about Deep Valley? They'd be like, yeah, of course. Actually, they'd be like, yeah, of course, mate, or whatever a good, accent of that would be. Cheers.
Yeah, I don't know. It is an interesting phenomenon, for sure. I know that a lot of artists experience that, most artists are more, popular in one part of the world than another, and it just happened, it just so happened that it worked out that way, that we just started getting really busy in the UK and spending a lot of time over there, and then eventually Europe as well.
But you guys are from here.
We are.
From here being the United States.
We really miss the United States, and, we miss our friends and our family and our Mexican food and all of that. So
what do you think the deal is? Do you think you need to add a mandolin so that people in the United States appreciate you?
I don't know. I just think that, they don't really, don't know about us yet. I mean, some people, they're starting to find out. We got to play some really great festivals this summer in the States. Like, as you said, Lollapalooza and Coachella and Bonnaroo.
What was the reception?
I just think that it's such a big country, and you have to put in the time like just geographically, we're a gigantic nation. So I guess it's probably a lot harder to for everyone to find out about you. And in the UK, it happens so quickly, really, because it's such a small place.
Do you feel like people give you the chick band thing?
Do they give us the chick band
thing? Yeah, like, it's a chick band. You know, like they look down, like, you know, because we...
No one's ever said it quite like that.
But do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, sure, we constantly are answering questions about what it's like being a female in the music industry.
I think people are snobby. I mean, look for how long... Americans were like, women aren't funny, you know.
Right.
And now we're in this renaissance of the only people I think are women and are funny. And I think that, you know, with you guys now too, it's like, wait, we're women rockers. Oh, okay, I get it. Deep Valley.
Yeah, I think that's what's maybe unusual about us as. I mean, I think there's so many female musicians. There's probably not enough as there should be. There should always be more. But I think part of what strikes people about us is that we're playing really heavy music, and we're also kind of playing, like, there's an element of sleaziness about our music in the sense that it's, like, in the tradition of rock and roll, mm-hmm. that sort of, like, classic rock, sleazy tradition, and I think that maybe people aren't that used to hearing that from women.
Which is awesome.
So I think some people love it, and then there's other people who probably feel really uncomfortable by it, but that's okay. I think it just basically comes down to people who are prudes and people who aren't prudes.
It makes me feel like I stand a chance. That's what it makes me feel like.
Like you stand a chance?
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, these ladies... What's up? I'm a bad boy. What's up, ladies?
Awesome. I love that.
You know? Yeah, I could take you. Sure, you bet. And really, I wouldn't even know the first thing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know. I don't even know.
Like, I think if you were like, sure, let's go for it, I'd be like, can we just make s'mores? Or can we just chuck gummy worms into the fire? Like, that'd be where I'd go with that.
Well, that's a good place to start.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk a little bit about, I want to play a song, actually, of you guys. Which song would you recommend we play right here for people to get an idea? Bad for My Body?
Oh, okay. What do you have? What? Give me some choices here.
You tell me what you want to play, and I've got it.
Do you have our LP?
Of course.
Well, why don't you play Walk of Shame?
Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then let's come back and talk about it, okay?
Gonna take a walk of shame. Baby, I don't feel no blame. 'Cause I got places to go. But I've got no change of clothes. Going on this walk of shame.
All right, so that's Walk of Shame. Boom, talk about it. Done. Let's get this over with.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to know?
I want to know where you were coming from on it. I want to know where this is in the whole chronology of Deep Valley. I want to get behind the music with you.
All right, well, Walk of Shame was one of the last songs we wrote for the album. Came out really quickly. We had the idea for that concept of the song, and then we just like jammed it out and wrote it. Yeah, just real quick. And it's just meant to be like a really sort of direct, powerful, anthemic message. It's taking this concept, Walk of Shame, that most people have experienced at some point in their life, and kind of turning it around, making it like a walk of pride versus a walk of shame.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can relate to it, like men and women.
Do you think it's...
Maybe not prudes. Maybe prudes can't relate to
it. Yeah, I hate prudes
anyway. But I think they want to. Yeah. And I think they're going to break out.
They're like, I want so badly to understand that song, but I can't because I'm too prude. I'm too prude to understand that, but I want to.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the draw to it.
That's right.
Things are going so awesome for you guys. I know you're looking at doing a tour here in the United States pretty soon.
We are, yeah. We're going to be, we're doing a little West Coast tour starting in a few days with some LA bands, Juju and Blackfeet Braids.
Cool.
And then we're going to be doing a tour with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Nice.
Which we're totally stoked about. We met those guys over in Spain, actually, at a festival called Benny Costume. And they are such a great band. And they have an awesome female drummer called Leah. She just shreds. She's so good. And they really dug our band, and that night they asked us to tour with them. So that was really, really exciting for us.
That's cool.
Yeah, that we're going to be touring with someone else really exciting who I don't think we're allowed to announce yet.
Oh, come on.
No, we'll be announcing in a few days,
okay.
But it's pretty awesome.
Okay. I'll be patient and wait. And you got your album that comes out. It's already come out in the UK. That's probably why you're not bringing it up, but Sistronics comes out here in the United States on the 8th of October.
That's right, October 8th. And, God, it's about time. You know? if it was, like, totally up to us, we would have released it in the States a long time ago, but, you know, these things are complicated.
So. Sure. Is there some sort of, I guess, redemption of it finally coming out here in the United States where, you tell your friends and family back home, you're like, we're pretty big in the UK. And they're like, sure you are. Sure.
No, we don't really say that to anyone.
But you kind of think it, no?
That's something we would ever say.
Oh, come on.
Kind of awkward. I don't know of anything I think people like to find out for themselves online about. You know, our friends are proud of us and our family, so they follow what we're doing online. People are excited.
I don't know.
In a way, it's kind of cool. If we make a joke about it. It's called, we're like, maybe we should name our next album Regional Fame. You know, you can, like, be known in one place and then go to another place and, like, be returned to anonymity, which is kind of nice.
I love it. Regional Fame. I think you should go with it.
I like it. I think it's witty.
I think it's a great idea, and especially knowing that I got to be part of that story, the explanation.
Yeah.
Boom. Scooped it right there. Lindsay, I know you've got a show tonight, right? Or is it?
That's right. Yeah, we have a show in LA, so we're heading back there right now.
So I don't want to keep you any longer from that. I just want to recap. I will melt a gummy worm with you whenever you'd like.
That would be lovely. It's a date.
I think that you are exactly like the Beatles. I couldn't tell as we were talking whether I was talking to John or to Paul the entire time that we spoke.
Yeah, that's
so
weird. I have, you know, that happens a lot with people. They think they're talking to either John or Paul when they're talking to me.
Right, so. Right. And I look forward to the album. It's Sistronics. It comes out on October 8th. It's Lindsay Troy from Deep Valley. I want to know who that tour is with that you can't tell me about, but I understand. We'll look forward to hearing that.
All right. Thank you so much. It was good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.